Proclamation number 5136, dated the May 25th, 1951. Satan's power. The one who wants to ruin you only has great power if you grant him this power yourselves. For if you resist him and turn to me, you will receive the flow of my light of love, which will completely disable him. For he is unable to endure love. And one day, when his time has come, love will conquer him too. Satan truly constantly endeavors to captivate, to eternally dominate, everything that had emerged through his will, but nevertheless with my strength. And therefore he will put extreme pressure on those he fears to lose, who get away from him of their own free will, who strive towards me in order to be forever united with me. He will spare no means to influence these souls. He will cause confusion wherever possible. He will always be present where my own congregate. He will try to enter their thoughts in order to transfer his will onto them, even though he realizes that he has lost control over these souls. Nevertheless, he opposes me as an enemy, for his immense ambition deludes him into believing that his power cannot be broken. He indeed recognizes love as a weapon that will injure him, and therefore he takes flight where it confronts him and stirs up unkindness at the first opportunity. He feels his power waning and yet will not let himself be conquered. For this reason his activity is usually instantly recognizable, because his method is always such that it will cause enmity between people who like each other, so that confusion arises where clarity used to be. And the fault is always due to people themselves, that their minor unkindness lends Satan a finger and he tries to take the whole hand, that is, he spurs people into ever greater heartlessness. He has great power, but only where it is granted to him, because you humans do not use the weapon against him which will render him powerless, because you do not practice love sufficiently, because your selfish love is still predominant, which offers him a welcome opportunity. You do not recognize him when he crosses your path. You are short-sighted and you consider him your friend and trust him. He is not your friend as long as he is still my adversary, and he remains my adversary as long as he is without love. He is to be feared as long as you are without love yourselves, for in that case you belong to him and are still very distant from me. But if your spark of love has been kindled in you, then you will loosen the bond yourselves, then you will change your lord, you will unite with me, and then he will have lost all power over you. Therefore you, who became my own due to your will which strives towards me and rejects him, need not fear him. Then he cannot harm you anymore, yet you can still help him by gathering glowing embers onto his head, by extending your love even to those who are hostile to you, by responding to evil with love, because then he will have to recognize that you have deified yourselves, that you stand above him in brightest light and immeasurable strength. For when a being surpasses him, he will feel its power, and he will also set it mentally free, i.e., it will no longer be pressurized by him, because in unity with me it is unattainable for him. All people are able to travel the path to the Father's heart, and the restraints which keep them bound can be loosened by all people with love, which is the means of release and unification at the same time, which turns you into my children, who will eternally experience the Father's reciprocated love and therefore be eternally happy. Amen.